If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Sure glad you're riding along with us. Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Oh, yeah, man.
And we'll continue to do so. I love his Christmas music, too.
Oh, man, it's really good.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of Christmas music, Wiley and the Wild West are riding along with us this week. This is a great song. I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
You know, I've always liked that song.
Me too.
No matter who sings it. But, of course, Wiley does it justice.
Right. Who better?
Right. And it's a poem written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
That's right.
And it's a very poignant song.
It's kind of interesting. You need to look up the history of this poem.
The story of it is amazing. Yeah, World War One, and Longfellow didn't know if his son had survived World War One. Hadn't heard from him for some time.
Yeah.
And eventually his son did survive, but was wounded really bad.
Yes.
But the despair in the beginning of the song, and the hope and faith, as you mentioned earlier, that comes through in the end of that song.
It really lifts your spirits. At least it does mine.
Well, it does mine too.
Yes,
God does not sleep, nor is he dead.
No, he is. He was still here. Yes,
he's paying attention to us down
for
here
for sure.
Well, and we talk about the original meaning of Christmas, and can you imagine the Father's love in order to send his only begotten Son down?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little trepidation there, maybe?
And knowing what his mission was,
uh-huh,
and knowing what he would have to do to fulfill that mission.
That's right.
is absolutely an amazing thing.
Well, the sacrifice is equal on both sides,
it right? is, the Father and the Son. Now, I'm taking absolutely nothing away from the mission of our Savior.
That's
but
correct.
But I want to draw a little bit on the Father's role in this as well.
Absolutely. He carried a huge role.
Well, our God the Father is the, you know, he allowed this to happen.
The all-knowing.
He didn't have to.
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
And as we've said before, our Savior didn't have to do this
That's
either.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did it out of love.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that this Christmas season. What can we do in order to show love, A, for our Father, B, for our Savior, C, for our fellow man?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, if you start the greatest commandment.
Here you go.
Okay.
Right.
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Yep. Might, mind, and strength. Yeah, absolutely.
And the second is like unto it.
Right.
Love thy neighbor.
Yes, as
so
thyself.
So they're really close.
And so what strikes me about that is that I've done a little research, and the ancient Jewish people had like 637 laws. Okay, and that came not
Mosaic
just
law,
not just from the Ten Commandments, but then the interpretation thereof.
Right. Yeah.
So if you take those two laws that you just mentioned, love the Lord thy God and love your neighbor.
Right.
If you do those, all 637 rules and laws are encompassed under those two. So it's not that difficult.
You're covered.
And it's not even that. It's not even as difficult as Ten Commandments.
No,
because if you do those two, those ten fall underneath it.
Fall right in place.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I love to celebrate this time of year.
You know, we all know that the Savior was probably born in April, right?
Right. He wasn't born December 25th.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
But this is the time that we picked. We've chose to recognize that, and why not?
Exactly. Yeah. And there's reasons why we give gifts and all that. I know all that.
But, right.
Hey, let's have a little cowpoke poetry right now.
Oh,
you know what? I carried Mary. An angel came down to see me this morning about the carpenter and his bride. He gave instructions, then left without warning. I was chosen to be Mary's ride. I'm just an old donkey, a right lowly beast, called to carry the Mother of God. I'm awkward and furry, homely at the least, and my poor voice is simply just odd. The assignment I have is really more fit for a noble and a comely steed, but I'm the one that was given charge of it, so I accept this mantle indeed. I place my steps softly and watch where I walk, making certain that I do not fall. I try to stay silent, work hard not to balk, and I strive to make no noise at all. She bears the Messiah. I carry them both, an encumbrance with which I am blessed. I labor earnestly to fulfill my oath and pause only as she needs to rest. The road is rugged and my cargo divine. I humbly execute my task. Now I wish to tarry, a home to be mine, but I know that I just cannot ask. As I turn to walk away from the stable, she touches my soft cheek with her hand. I would speak to her if I were just able, but somehow she can still understand. She gestures to a spot that I might bed down, to witness a miracle tonight. As a Savior is born, a King with no crown, and the heavens attest that it's right. A modest birth in a humble surrounding is the way the Redeemer came in. He came to this world with blessings abounding to free man from the bondage of sin. I guess it's fitting that a donkey like me was called to deliver a new king. So I lay here tonight, completely carefree, and rejoice as herald angels sing. I have often wondered about that donkey. I really had. And that's what brought that poem to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep. Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. And we can't go on without Dick's pick.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And who's singing to him?
The one and only Don Edwards.
Yeah. What's he singing?
Every day's Christmas in the West.
It sure is.
They say Christmas comes but once a year. But don't you believe it so. It's only a story you may hear from them that just don't know that every day is Christmas in the West. Every day is Christmas in the West. There's always an evergreen tree nearby, and stars like ornaments in the sky. Nature makes a present of each day. Skylarks softly carol on their way. That's the truest kind of love the Lord above expects. 'Cause every day is Christmas in the West.
Should be Christmas in the West,
you know,
it?
And if you got the right mindset, it can be.
It is. That's exactly right. Yep.
Yep.
Well, we're celebrating Christmas. We're going to ditch out to a cow commercial right now, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.